Obviously, we heard the governor present a plan and a vision with many ideas that I believe Republicans can embrace. The idea of helping to fund and support workforce development and investment in our communities, whether it's education for young people, whether it's helping single moms, like the Misericordia University program in my Senate district that is lifting moms out of poverty and into the workforce. So I was really pleased to hear him highlight the importance of that program and how that can be used potentially across the Commonwealth. It's really the start of a process. We know the priorities are there, but we need to dig deeply. We have to look at how the lines are going to be funded, what's included, and make decisions that will be in the interests of our taxpayers. So really, it's the start of the process, but I think we heard some very positive comments and some ideas that certainly we will continue to look at. As the new chair of the Judiciary Committee, the idea of justice reinvestment, what we do to help rein in the costs of our corrections budget, those will be things that I will continue to look at in the legacy of Senator Stuart Greenleaf, who had chaired the committee for so many years. So it's really a starting point, but I think we set a positive tone, striking that hopeful balance between taxpayers and how we fund important programs.